Yesterday, a state advocacy group called for new changes in the restoration of civil rights to ex-felons. Last April, Governor Charlie Crist and other members of the Board of Executive Clemency approved a change that sped up some civil rights restorations for ex-offenders who had finished their sentences in Florida. But the procedure is still anything but automatic, and a group, the Florida Rights Restoration Coalition, has been authorized to see how the process might work better. Muslima Lewis is the director of the ACLU of Florida Voting Rights and Racial Justice Projects.
Well, what we have seen is that more people have gotten their civil rights restored than in previous years. So there was it was a significant step. However, it is not by any stretch of the imagination an automatic process now. Even for those individuals who are in the level one category where there should be the most streamlined processing, it is still taking a very long time for those cases to be processed, certainly months.
On Thursday, the group presented two key changes that they believe can expedite the process. Mark Schlackman is the Senior Program Director for the Center of the Advancement of Human Rights at Florida State University, and as part of the coalition, was asked specifically by CFO Alex Sink to prepare a plan to achieve a more comprehensive way of restoring ex-felons their civil rights.
Questions of ex-offender eligibility for various kinds of public jobs and state occupational licenses be separated entirely from the clemency process. It was never intended to be addressed in that forum, and the best way to accomplish two purposes in that regard, that is to facilitate ex-offender employment opportunities that are appropriate, underscore appropriate, and at the same time to more effectively address any public safety issues that may travel along with that, the best approach would be to redirect those kinds of issues to a more appropriate forum.
Schlackman says that could be done by state agencies, regulating agencies, or licensing boards that already have oversight authority over industries and occupations. The Executive Clemency Board is supposed to have the ability to restore civil and voting rights, not decide whether ex-convicts should be considered safe enough to work at any job in the state. But that distinction has been blurred over the years, and now is part of the consideration of the board in deciding whether or not to grant a citizen his or her civil rights. Schlackman says this first proposal would streamline the process and more effectively deal with public safety issues.
The recommendation is this. The governor and cabinet should repeal or substantially modify this longstanding clemency rule. Apart from clemency, regardless of whether the executive or legislative branch were to take the initiative, the state could also improve enforcement mechanisms relating to restitution payments to crime victims to help facilitate those payments along the lines of legislation that was enacted years ago to address delinquent child support payments. So, in actuality, this becomes a very victim-friendly initiative.
The other major obstacle listed in the report was restitution. Currently, a rule of executive clemency requires payment in full of any court-ordered restitution obligation as a precondition for eligibility for rights restoration. Significant numbers of ex-cons owe crime victim restitution. Currently, they are not able to gain their civil or voting rights until they satisfy that obligation in full. Again, Mark Schlackman from the Florida Rights Restoration Coalition.
It's detailed field investigation to determine one's fitness to vote. On the other hand, there may be some questions to answer for purposes of ex-offender eligibility for certain jobs. So when you separate those, the restoration process for the voting rights becomes almost routine. It would be conceivable for the board at that point to simply require validation that the sentences are completed, and that can be virtually instant.
The Florida Rights Restoration Coalition consists of members of the NAACP, the League of Women Voters, and the ACLU. Muslima Lewis from the Florida branch of the Civil Liberties Group says the coalition has no plans on letting up on the goal of getting restoration of civil rights for ex-felons.
Ultimately, the goal is to get this civil rights ban removed from the Florida Constitution. On the licensing issue, we will provide support for and expertise and resources to the executive branch, any member of the Board of Executive Clemency, and definitely any member of the legislature that's interested in moving those initiatives forward. So we definitely don't wait and see. We're very proactive in trying to move these changes along. There are individuals who have waited decades to get their civil rights restored, and there's no reason for them to wait any longer.